This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Bruchim Abayim to the Kollel Agur DePirka here in New York City. This is our last shir before Pesach. So we're going to speak about Haggadah Shel Pesach and the fundamental principle that we try to derive from Pesach in general and from the Haggadah in particular. So we have a pasuk in Devarim in Parshas Re'eh, Lo Soichal Olav Chametz, do not eat upon it chametz. Do not eat chametz while you are being makir of the Karban Pesach. Shivas Yamim Toichal Olav Matzois Lechem Oini. 7 days you should eat matzois, the bread of affliction. Ki b'chi pazon yatzasa me'aretz Mitzrayim, because with haste you went out of Egypt. Laman tizkaras yom tzeischa me'aretz Mitzrayim, in order that you remember the day you went out of Mitzrayim, kol yimei chayecha, all the days of your life. And of course, the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis brings the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hari ani kivim shivim shana, and I could not get the Chachamim to bow to me. I was never victorious over them to explain that why one, in fact, is chayiv to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day and every single night. Right? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was of the opinion that it's not sufficient to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim during the daytime, but you have to remember it in the evening as well. So somebody once asked, that's a big responsibility. I have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every day and every night? No, you don't. Not every day and every night. Only if you're still breathing. Do you have to remember? But so it's only while you're alive. So it's not such a responsibility. No, it's only while you're still above the ground. So that's kol yimei chayecha. Now, if I were to ask you, what is the very worst way to begin the Haggadah? The very worst way to begin Haggadah Shel Pesach, I would say it's to cite this Mishnah. That would probably be on the totem pole of bad ways to start. To start with this Mishnah, you know why this is the worst way to start the Mishnah? Because this Mishnah has nothing to do with Pesach. You know what this Mishnah says? That there's nothing special about the night of the Seder. You know what this Mishnah says? That you got to be doing this every single night of the year. So the one thing you don't want to imagine, your wife's been slaving away since Purim, Adar Aleph, last year, right, to prepare for the Seder, and you know what you tell her? Yeah, what are we doing? We have to do this Tisha B'Av also. We have to do this Lag B'Omer. We do this every night of the year. This is the last way you want to start. So if there's one Mishnah you don't want to be in the Haggadah, it's this one that says that we're not doing anything special, but really we need to do this every single night of the year. Now, that's one pasuk that tells us you have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. The other pasuk is the pasuk in Parshas Bo, V'igadata l'bincha. You'll relate to your son by Yom HaHuleimah on that day, saying, Ba'avur zeh, because of this, Asa Hashem li b'tzeisi mi Mitzrayim. And from this pasuk, we learn out the special mitzvah of relating the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim, specifically the night of the 15th of Nisan. And in fact, the Sefer HaChinuch, when he speaks about the 21st mitzvah in the Torah, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, he invokes this pasuk, L'saper be'inyan Yetzias Mitzrayim b'leil tesvav, kol echad kifitzachas l'shoinai, each individual according to his own ability to communicate. Shenemar, v'higadata l'bincha. Okay. In fact, what we're going to do today is we're going to discuss the etymology of the following word, Haggadah. You know that little book called the Haggadah? That book, there are more perushim on this book than practically any other sefer ever written. Every year, another at least 50 Haggadahs come out that if you don't have that Haggadah, you don't even know what Pesach is, right? They try to convince you that you have to buy another 50 Haggadahs this year. And then after you bought it, they're going to come with volume 2 next year. It's endless. V'chol hamarbe, harei zeh meshubach. Where does the word Haggadah come from? Who made up that word? What is the root of the word Haggadah? So there's a sefer called Sefer HaTishbi. The Sefer HaTishbi was written by Rabbi Eliyahu Bachur. Rabbi Eliyahu Bachur was one of the early Italian linguists, but he wrote a book of the etymology of Hebrew words, and it's such a chash of a book that the Prima Gadim wrote a Perush on it, and Rav Yaakov Emden wrote a Perush on it. And I don't know if this would have gone today for a rabbi, but back then he couldn't afford to pay the bills, and they didn't, I guess, have kailo back then. So he went to live in the house of a priest, and the priest supported him, and he taught the priest Hebrew, and the priest compensated him for, and he writes this openly in the Sefer HaTishbi. But Sefer HaTishbi is a well-known... Rav Eliyahu Bachor.
Oh, Baba Meister.
No. What?
He's the thing that Baba Meister comes from.
No, he's not. Rav Eliyahu Bachor, he wrote something called Sefer HaTishbi. He was a contemporary of Yehuda Arya Modina. In fact, when I was in Italy and I had an opportunity to speak there, I got wind of the fact that he was buried somewhere called Lido Island, and I took a ferry there. I did it twice, and on the second time, I got a hold of somebody who has the key to the ancient cemetery, and I was zeicha to be at his kever, the kever of Rabbi Yehuda Bachor. Okay, so he says, where does Haggadah come from? Haggadah, b'leil Pesach, kairin Haggadah, v'nikra kain, mishum shenemar, v'higadah talabincha. The word Haggadah, the etymology of it, it comes from v'higadah talabincha b'yemahu leimar. Okay, so the Sefer Achinuch learns that the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim comes from the pasuk of v'higadah talabincha. In fact, the Sefer HaTishbi says that's where the word Haggadah comes from. But Marv Rabbi said that's not the only pasuk that speaks about the special mitzvah of relating the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the night of the Seder. There's another pasuk in Parashas Boy, Perak Yud Gimel, Pasuk Gimel. Vayomer Moshe el Ha'am, Zachar es Hayom Hazah Asher Yitzasem mi Mitzrayim mi Beis Avodim. Remember this day that God took you out of Egypt. Comes the Rambam, and the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Perak Zayin Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh, Shel Toiro L'Saper B'nisim V'Neflois. Shenemar Zachar is Hayom Hazah Asher Yitzasem mi Mitzrayim, K'may Shenemar Zachar Siyam HaShabbos. So the Rambam first invokes the pasuk that we quote number 6, Boy Yud Gimel Gimel. He invokes the pasuk Zachar Siyam Hazah. And the Rambam says, and how do I know that pasuk is talking about the 15th? Because it says, V'higadah talabin chabayimahu leimar, ba'av v'rzeh b'shoshish ma'asar mar munachem lefanecha. Okay, so that means we have two distinct mitzvahs. We have a mitzvah every night of the year. If you're Jewish, if your mother is Jewish, you relate, then Hashem, and you're male, you relate, that Hashem took us out of Egypt every single night of the year. Then there's a separate mitzvah, the night of the 15th, there's a special mitzvah to relate the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So question number one is, the very worst way to begin the Haggadah is by saying over the number 8, Amar Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Hari Ani Kvim Shem Shana. I want everybody to know that what we're doing tonight is not special, it's not unique. All you kids, you've been preparing Divrei Torah for a month, what are you wasting your time? We do this every single night. You tell your wife you've been cooking a storm, for what? We do this every night. This is really not a big deal. Don't you know you need to do this every single night of the year? This is the last Mishnah that you want to throw under the rug and hide in the closet. No, not only do we not throw it under the rug, that's the opening of the Haggadah. By the way, we need to be doing this every single night. And the second question is, in fact, so what is the difference between the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, the night of the Seder, and the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim the rest of the year? And this, Rabbi Yisai, is the question of none other than the Briska Rav, quoted in the Sefer Emek Bracha, Rav Arya Pomeranchik, one of the great Talmidim of the Briska Rav. And the Briska Rav famously says over in the name of his father, who's the father of the Briska Rav? None other than the Grach, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. So you go home today and they say, what did you learn? We say, we're in the big leagues here. We learned real Briska Torah. We learned Rav Chaim from the Grach. Okay? And Rav Chaim says that there are three major fundamental distinctions between the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Kol Hashana and the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the night of the Seder. Number one, quotes the Emek Bracha, number 9 in the second paragraph on the 7th line, Chada. The rest of the year, all you need to do is mention God took us out of Mitzrayim. Aber der Nacht von Pesach, it has to be what? Question and answer. It has to be in the format of question and answer, like it says, Ki yishalcha bincha, and the answer is, V'higadata labincha. Kan haben shayal. So that's the first distinction. In other words, the rest of you just say, God took us out of Egypt. And I just say there has to be question and answer format. Number two, the rest of the year, what we need to do is say, God took us out of Mitzrayim. Without detail, without going to the origins, how we got there, what were we like when we were there. Maschil begnus, umesayim beshvach. You don't need to imagine the rest of the year that you were an Oved Avodah Zarah. In fact, the Chassam Sofer goes so far as to say, you know, there's one of the great mitzvahs we do the night of the Seder, which is for sure Dairaisa, Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, we don't even make a bracha on it. Why don't we make a bracha in the beginning of the Haggadah? Asher Kedeshon Mitzrayim Tzivanu, L'Saper B'Yitzis Mitzrayim. So Rav Amram Goin and other Rishonim say, we do the bracha on the second kois, Asher Ga'alanu is the bracha on Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim.
There's no limit.
What?
There's no limit for the Haggadah.
You mean that's why we don't make a bracha?
Yes.
Okay, that's also a good answer. There are a lot of answers to the question. He's saying there's no limit. Sometimes, so the question is, if the bracha is Asher Ga'alanu, we know we always make a bracha over Lasi Yasam. So Chassam Sofer says, there's one person who can't make a bracha over Lasi Yasam. When a ger is toivah in the mikvah, he can't make a bracha because he's not Jewish. Likewise, the night of Seder, you have to imagine that you're not Jewish. You're an Oved Avodah Zarah, and you can't make a bracha until God took you out, and now you're a Yid, now you can make a bracha. But that just goes to show that part of the mitzvah of Sipur during the night of Seder is not just God took me out. You have to start with the get down and dirty, what it was like to be an Oved Avodah Zarah, and the whole Hishtalshus. That's the second distinction. And the third distinction, says Reb Chaim, is that every other night you just say God took us out, but you don't have to explain the reasons for the mitzvahs. The night of the Seder, we have to explain why we eat matzah, why we eat mar, Ram Gamliel Haya Omer. In fact, the Reb Chaim says, the Rambam articulates all these three things when he describes the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. He said, the Rambam says, there's a mitzvah to relate the events. And then the Rambam says, you need to tell your kid. So if your kid asks, you answer. And if he doesn't ask, you elicit a question. And then the Rambam says, in Halacha Dalet, and then the Rambam brings down Ram Gamliel Hoya Oimer. What the Rambam is trying to do is the Rambam is articulating the main distinctions between the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach as opposed to the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every other night of the year. So Rav Chaim, based on what Rav Chaim is saying, Rav Aryeh Pomeranchik points out that now we see the flow of the Haggadah. Now we can understand the tsura of the Haggadah, the way that the format of the Haggadah. How does the Haggadah begin? The Haggadah begins, I'm Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, I'm 70 years old, and I never was able to bring a valid source that you need to remember Mitzrayim every night of the year until Ben Zoyma darshened. Meaning this is the opening of the Haggadah. You know what the opening of the Haggadah is? Really, we need to remember Mitzrayim every night of the year. Oh, so now the kasha is, if you need to remember every night of the year, so what in the world are we doing tonight? And the answer is number one, manishtana halayla hazeh, question, avadam ayinu answer. Number two, mitchilo evdei avodah zarah, meaning maschil b'nus zayim b'shach. And number three, Ram Gamliel haya oimer, meaning this whole Torah we're saying is exactly the format of the Haggadah. The Haggadah begins and establishes that it's not enough just to mention it, because the truth is we need to do that every single night of the year. And therefore, what is the main difference? Number one, question and answer. Number two, maschil b'gnos m'sayim b'shach. And number three, Ram Gamliel haya oimer. And by the way, if the Emek Bracha, quoting Reb Chaim, is not good enough for you, because they're going to ask you at home, but did you see Reb Chaim inside? You could say, not only did we see Reb Chaim inside, on the sheet was Reb Chaim's stencil. Okay, Reb Chaim's stencil is like the Spitz, Brisker, Torah, and the Olam HaYeshiva. So Reb Chaim in the Grach al Hashas stencil version. This is really authentic. Stencil means before they had the computer typeset, it's called Reb Chaim al Hashas stencil. Okay, so this is really this is authentic Reb Chaim, and this is Pshat. This is the Pshat in the Haggadah, in the format of the Haggadah. But Rabbi Isai, what we would like to do today, B'siyata D'Shmaya, is offer a fourth fundamental difference between the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, the night of the Seder, and the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias, every night of the year, and the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the night of the Seder. And I believe this is an even more fundamental difference, maybe an overarching difference, and this will give us an appreciation of what our main focus should be the night of the Seder. Because the truth is, there is one detail and one full part of the Haggadah that we haven't addressed yet. Manishtana avadu mayinu, we got. Metchilo evde avodah zarah, we got. From Gamliel Ha'emra, we got. There's one part of the Haggadah, it's almost the main body of the Haggadah, we haven't really explained yet. We do something which seems to be odd the night of the Seder. We quote four psukim in Parshas Kisavai. We quote the psukim that is known as the Parsha of Mikram Mikorim. We start Me'arami Oivid Avi Vayerd Mitzrayma Ara, right? Labikesh Lavan Laker Sakol. Lavan's even worse than Paroi. Chacham from the Manishtano. That's the last thing you want to say the night of the Seder. We're talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim here. Why in the world are we talking about Lavan is worse? Yeah, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Lavan was worse than Paroi. Why in the world are we, and what do we, what is the Parsha Mikra Bikurim? You have a guy, he's a farmer, he sees a pomegranate that ripened, a fig that ripened, a grape that ripened, he puts a red string around it, he comes up to the base of Mikdash, he said, God, thanks for the Holy Land, you know, it wasn't easy to get here, we used to be in Egypt, you took us out of Egypt, and you brought us this wonderful place, thank you so much, Ribbono Shel. What's this got to do with the night of the Seder? We quote four psukim, and we say, you know, when we were in Egypt, we cried out, and Hashem answered us. Why in the world, if we need to talk about the events of Yitzias Mitzrayim, would we say over psukim that a guy standing in the Beis HaMikdash says over, when he brings new fruit, darshan the psukim in Parshas Boy, that's the narrative of the Exodus. Why in the world would we darshan psukim that a guy is saying over, standing in the Beis HaMikdash, talking about how he got his farm? Those are the psukim you need to darshan the night of the Seder, but it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Maschel begnusa mesayim b'shvach, and we're doyresh me'arami oived avi ad sheyigmar kol ha'parsha kula. Why? Madua? Asks Rabbi Yerucha Moshen, Rosh Shiva of Ismaelish Gavaya, in his Sefer Yorech Lemoyadim. He wants to know why were Chazal koiveya to darshan these psukim. Now, get a load of this. We know the Chol Hamar Belasaper Biyitzias Mitzrayim Hareza Meshubach. Right? Hareza Meshubach. Look in the Rambam, number 13, Parak Zayin Halachadat Halachadat Halachadat. The Tzarch Lahaschel Begnos Ulasayim Beshvach. Ketzad Maschel Masaper. Then in times of Tarach we were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and then God brought us close. The more you darshan about Lavan Ho'arami and about the guy who's bringing up fruits and talking about his farm, hareza meshubach. Now the truth is, this is, if you go back to number 7, the Rambam had already said, the more you talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hareza Meshubach. But the Rambam does not suffice with the Hareza Meshubach by discussing the events of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam gives a separate Hareza Meshubach. The Rambam doesn't say that even though there are 15 Dayenus, but if you make 19 Dayenus, Hareza Meshubach. The Rambam doesn't say Hareza Meshubach. If you sing two V'hisha Amdas, you sing the old one and the Shwaki one. If you add Ben Zion Sheik, no, the Rambam says, the more you talk about the parasha of Mikra Bikurim, Hareza Meshubach. What's so special about Mikra Bikurim? Why do you even have to talk about Mikra Bikurim? I mean, that's the last thing you need to talk about. The night of the Seder, the guy with the pomegranate, you know, standing in Jerusalem. Okay. So, let's bring in the following inyan. Olam Desha inyan. Do women have to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim? Is the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim incumbent upon women? What would you would have said? What would you have said? Do women need to speak about Yitzias Mitzrayim? I would say absolutely not. There's absolutely no reason for women to speak about Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. And does the Rambam say women are chayiv? No, the Rambam doesn't say. And, so you would have said, and you're teasing me now, what do you mean? You know, Tosfos and Megillah and Imsachim says, Afhen hayu ba'isei anes. So you're teasing me because we know that Tosfos in most places says that Afhen hayu ba'isei anes only works on Drabbanans. Only works on rabbinic mitzvahs like Chanukah and Purim. But Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim is biblical. And therefore, Afhen hayu ba'isei anes would not obligate women. And therefore, there does not seem to be any reason, and that's why the Rambam, the Rif, the Rush, the Ran, the Rajba, Rabbi Nuyoyna, Tosfos, nobody says women are chayiv in Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim, with the exception of the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch says, women are chayiv in Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim. Comes the Minchas Chinuch and he asks, what? Women are chayiv in Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why in the world should women be chayiv in Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim? I never found any Rishon who says women are chayiv in Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim. In fact, the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, when he writes all the mitzvos aseh shazman grama that women are chayiv in, he says Kiddush Friday night, eating matzah. The Rambam doesn't say Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know why? Because the Rambam and every single Rishon hold women are pater from Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim, except for the Sefer HaChinuch. What's pshat in the Sefer HaChinuch? So I found in three Haggadahs. Number one, in the Sefer Mevakshei Torah, which is a Torah journal, there he prints a letter from the stipler. And in the Sefer Oros HaPesach of Reb Shlomo Warman, Zechazak Lebracha, lived in this neighborhood. And this is Rabbi Obam Shul, this is his Makoim. Also in the Haggadah Minchas Chein, Rabbi Obam's Haggadah, they all say the following Lamdas. They say Geshmak Lamdas. They say as follows. There's a Gemara in Psachim and Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph that we know matzah is called Lechem Oini, which people mistakenly translate as the poor man's bread. And they say, why the poor man's bread? Because after you buy it, then you become it becomes the bread of the poor man. Right? Well, that's why matzah is the poor man's bread. Well, you don't get it? Oh, yes, come on. Sir. Okay.
Well,
so
there's also the bread of the rich man. That's the guy who told it to
you. Okay. So, but the thing is, it's missing, it's spelled, it's pronounced, it doesn't say Lechem Ani, it says Lechem Oini. So the Gemara brings the drash of Shmuel, Lechem Sha'oinin Olav Dvarim Harbe. Bread that you say a lot of words about. And Rashi said, what are the words you need to say about it? Hallel and Haggadah. Ooh. Then it comes out, why do you need to say Haggadah the night of the Seder? Not just because the Torah says v'higadah t'ala ben chabayimahu. You need to say Haggadah because part and parcel the mitzvah of matzah is you need to say the Haggadah over the matzah. Haggadah is a component of the matzah. In other words, if you ate matzah, let's say a guy ate matzah and didn't say the Haggadah, we would have said at least he's yotze the mitzvah of matzah. Shmuel says no, he's not yotze matzah either. Because the definition of matzah is lechem sha'inim alav dvarim harbe. So says the stipler, says Rabbi Warman, says Rav Obam Shlita, then it comes out Haggadah is a chelek of the mitzvah of matzah. Now women, are they chayiv in matzah? Women are chayiv in matzah. So since women are chayiv in matzah, they're chayiv in Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim is a component of the mitzvah of matzah. Rav Obam even brings this in to answer the kasha of the Netziv. The Netziv wants to know, why do I need two psukim of Vigad Telebincha and Lechem Oini? So the answer is, because Vigad Telebincha is there's an independent chiv of Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Lechem Oini is that the matzah demands that you talk about it, so a component of the mitzvah of matzah is that you talk about it. So according to Rashi, part of the mitzvah of matzah is what? Bread that you talk about. And since women need to eat matzah, they're chayiv in Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the pshat in the Sefer HaChinuch. But friends, the Rambam holds women are not chayiv to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if the Rambam holds that women are not chayiv to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, how does the Rambam read the pasuk of Lechem Oini? If the definition of Lechem Oini is bread that you talk about, so why aren't women chayiv in it's to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. They're chayiv in matzah. So there's an amazing Ar Sameach. The Meshul Chachma, the Ar Sameach, Rav Meir Simcha, says that from where do Chazal derive you need to talk about the Parsha Mikra Bikurim? we have this Rambam. The Rambam says Mikra Bikurim is essential to discuss the night of the Seder. V'chol hamarbe, where does it say anywhere? Who made up that you need to darshan the pasuk of Mikra, the Psukim of Mikra Bikurim the night of the Seder? We learn it from Lechem Oini. Lechem she'oinim alav dvarim harbe. The word ania could mean speaking up. Where in the Chumash do we find that speaking up is described as ania? There's one time in the Chumash where it says that speaking about something is ania. Ve'anisa v'yamar taha lefnei Hashem Elokecha Arami oyveiravi vayered Mitzrayma. So the parasha Mikra Bikurim is called Ve'anisa. Says Rav Meir Simcha, Chazal are being doyresh. Lechem she'oinin olav dvarim harbe. Words you speak about a lot. Words you speak about a lot. What are you saying? Oinim, ania, lechem oini. What's the ania? The parsha mikra bikurim. And therefore the Rambam learns, the more you speak about it, the better you are, because lechem oini means dvarim she'oinim olav dvarim harbe. From here the Rambam learns, v'chol hamarbe hareza meshubach. Amazing. No, we would never know this. All we have is Rashi's pshat. Rashi's pshat am lechem oini is Haggadah. But clearly the Rambam argues, because the Rambam is formulating, the Rambam holds that women don't have to talk about Tzibur Yitzis Mitzrayim. And the Rambam holds that the more you talk about Mikra Bikurim, Hareza Meshubach. Where did the Rambam get this from? He got it from the word oini, the anitza v'yamaita. Ah.
But the Gezeirah was only on Aschurim, not of the... But only if one of the men they were being Zeir in power.
What are you going to do with our men? What's going to be?
So the Jew, only the men were enslaved. The women were not enslaved. Now you brought out a theme.
Yeah.
That the Lechem only is the reason that the women are chayiv also in
Yeah.
But the fact is that the Gezeirah was only on the men, not on the women.
Yeah, but
so,
since the men
so
help, the men usually help out so much at home, and now they can't help out anymore, you know? So, well, yeah.
The essence of shop.
That's so deal.
Yeah.
That the Ikel is reported, the story of the...
Maybe.
Not his Yadus Lanch.
The Ikel is what? The Parsha Mikra Bikurim?
Yeah.
Possibly, but the Parsha Mikra Bikurim incorporate, in part of it is... Yeah.
But the majority is not.
Yeah, it sounds like here the main body of the Haggadah needs to be Mikra Bikurim. At least to fulfill Lechem Oini, the main part should be Mikra Bikurim. Now, let's try to understand this. Then it comes out that what's the definition of Matzah according to the Rambam? The definition of Matzah is Matzah that you recite over it, the Parsha of Mikra Bikurim. It comes out, if you ate the Matzah, related the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, didn't say over Parashat Mikra Bikurim, you're not Yotzei Matzah. The definition of the Matzah is the Matzah that you darshan the four psukim of Mikra Bikurim. So what's going on over here? Bechlal, let's try to understand. We say, Bechal Hamar B'Lasapra B'Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hareza Meshubach. Remember the Gemara in Brachos? Remember the guy that said, he got up to the Amish Manasse, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibar, Vahanoira, Veha Adir, Veha Mesukan, Veha this, Veha that. And then what did they do? They said, you know, can it. Enough already. That's it. That's all you have to say about the Ribbono Shel Olam. We say, Mi Yemalo Gvureis Hashem, Yashmiah Kol Tehilasai. If you want to praise Hashem, you got to say everything. If you're not going to say everything, then don't say anything. So, isn't that a stira? On the one hand, we say, the more you talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, the better off you are. So why, when it comes to praising Hashem, do we say, if you can't say everything, don't say anything, don't even start? Why, when it comes to Shevach, is there a limit? And when it comes to Haidah, it's limitless. And the Maral says, that's exactly the difference. The difference is between Shevach and Haidah. If you're praising Hashem, Hashem's praise and his essence of his greatness is endless. It's infinite. So if you're going to say Hashem is great, awesome, mighty, Hashem says, that's all I am. I am much greater than that. How dare you cap my greatness? However, when you're not talking about God, you're talking about my recognition of what I need to appreciate, says the Maral, imagine a guy who was in a pit, starving with no clothing. And a guy took him out, and he bathed him, and he clothed him, and he fed him, and he got him a job. And you turn to your benefactor, and you say, Reb Yid, thanks. You're Russia. That's all you have to say, thanks. That means you don't appreciate that the guy bathed you, that he took you out of the pit, that he clothed you, that he gave you a job. You need to articulate as much as you can. Well, if you're not going to say everything, don't start. You got to do your best. There's a difference between Shavach and Hoidah. When you praise Hashem, you say, Akel, Hagadah, Agira, Naira. That's the formulation of Chazal, and don't go more than that. But the night of the Seder, says Maral, it's not Shavach. It's Hoidah. If it's Hoidah, you need to acknowledge every detail. In other words, if somebody sets a meal for you, and set the table, and set your place, and cooked it, and baked it, and served it, oh, thanks. You can't just say thanks. That's ingratitude. That's being an ingrate. You need to fully express what exactly, oh, thank you for setting the table, setting my place, putting the time into the food, baking the food, cooking the food, and serving it to me. What parsha in the Torah is the quintessential parsha that was formulated to express the attitude of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's the parsha of Mikra Bikurim. We say, V'anisa v'amarta elav. Rashi says, look at number 26. U'vasael ha-kohen asher yeh bayom imahim. V'amarta elav. He got it to Hayom Lashem Lekech. V'amarta haya elav, says Rashi, She'incha kafoy toiva. Why do you have to say it? Because if you don't say it, very nice, I appreciate it. Somebody's, hey, why don't you thank you? What do you mean? I appreciate it so much. No, it's not enough to appreciate. You need to articulate your gratitude. And therefore, says Rabbi Ruch HaMoshen, since the whole Yisoid of the Seder is not to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to be Maiden, to show gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means the Yisoid of Leil Seder is to express Hoidah. Therefore, it is essential to do it through the medium of Mikra Bikurim, which is the quintessential parsha that was formulated by Amarta Elav She'incha Kafoy Toiva. In fact, so you say, why is it so critical to express Hoidah the night of the Seder? Remember the Gemara, if you look at number 31, the Gemara Psachim on Kuf Tes Zayinam and Aleph. Amar Le Rav Nachman Ledaru Avdei. Rav Nachman had a slave, Daru. So Rav Nachman says to his slave, Avda demapik le marai lecheros. A master that sets his slave free. V'yahiv le kasba v'dahava. And he gives him silver and gold. My boy le memarle. What should the slave say to the master? In other words, the master freed the slave and he gave him a gift. Amar le, so Daru said, boy le'iduye u'leshabuche. He has to thank him. It's not enough to say over the story. You have to thank him. The Rambam, in formulating the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, look at number 29. V'choma sheyosef b'mamar v'yarech hadvarim b'hagdolas masha'asa u'vehoidois lo yisbarach yoyser toiv. Yoyser toiv. So the parsha Mikra Bikurim, which is the parsha which Rashi tells us, is articulating V'yanisa V'yamarta of V'yamarta She'incha Kafoy Toiva. Where do we learn this from? Why do we need to say over this parsha? It's a Gzeres HaKosov. It says Matzes Lechem Oini L'dvarim She'inim Alav Dvarim Harbe. The word Ania triggers that we need to search in the Chumash what else is considered an Aniyah, and what is considered an Aniyah is the Parsha of Mikra Bikurim, which is fundamentally the concept of showing gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the way, we know, why do we have four kaisais the night of the Seder? Where does that, why four cups? Why specifically four cups? So we're all Bekiyim, the Yushalmi says, Dalad L'shana Shagula. The Marsha in Brachos tells us, and really this is something that the Gra also discusses. The Gra makes mention of the fact that there are many things the night of the Seder that center around the number four. There are four Kaisais, four L'shanas of Geula, four questions, four Banim. Why is everything the number four? And the Gra says, and the Marsha says, this is the reason for the Dalet Kaisais. It's based on the Gemara. The Gemara says there are four people who have to bench Goimel and show gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who are the four people? Those who travel over the sea, Yardei Hayam. Those who travel through the desert. Someone who's sick and is cured. And someone who is let out of jail. Says the Marsha, Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim were all of the above. They travel through the Yamsuf. They travel through the Midbar. They were choylem, medukayim, they were beaten and they were healed. And they were let out of the biggest prison in the world. And therefore, to commemorate that, all of the mitzvahs of the night of the Seder center around the number four to ingrain within us that this is a night of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he didn't just perform one of the great four miracles for Klal Yisrael, but the Yetzias Mitzrayim encompassed every dimension of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were let out of the sea, we were let out of the Midbar, we were brought out of our illness, and we were let out of jail. In fact, this is really phenomenal. The Rishonim write, the Rosh, the Tur, they write the Minog in Ashkenaz and in Tsarfas, in Germany and France. So if you're Hungarian, I don't know what to tell you. If you're Polish, I'm telling you what the Minog in Germany and in France. They would take the three matzos, and it was made out of precisely one isaroin of flour. That was the formula they used. They would make the matzah out of exactly one isaroin of flour. So you ask, why one isaroin of flour? What's the significance of one isaroin of flour? Well, the Rosh and the Tor say that the lachmei toida had three types of bread with it. Chalois matzos, Rekikin, Revucha. So the Toida had three types of bread. How many of each type?
Type of a matzah in one type.
How many? How many? No. No.
And one chametz.
I'm not talking about the chametz. Chalos matzah, Rekikin, and Revucha. Those they had three types of matzah, right?
What means Rekikin?
Rekikin are wafers.
What?
Wafers.
Wafer.
Matzah wafers. Okay, be it as it may, and they had 10 of each.
Right.
10 of each. Now, each brand, each set of 10 was 3 1/3 isaroin. In total, that means it was 10 isaroin. So if in total it was 10 isaroin and 10 was 3 1/3, that means every 3 was 1 isaroin. In other words, if in total the 30 were 10 isaroin, then 3 were 1 isaroin. Right, then there were 30 matzahs, creating a total of 10 isaroin. So 3 matzahs were 1 isaroin. Therefore, in order to commemorate Lach Mei Toida, we make the 3 matzahs out of 1 isaroin. So you say, why would matzah need to commemorate the Lach Mei Toida? Apparently, the Rishonim learned that one of the primary reasons of matzah is the matzah's commemoration of a Karban Toida, the bread that was brought with the Karban Toida, and therefore the same shear that was used to create 3 matzahs in the Karban Toida is used to make matzah. In fact, the Rosh and the Torah say, I don't know, maybe people still do that, that the same way by the Karban Toida, they would indicate which one was baked Aleph, which one is Beis, and which one is third, they do that with matzah as well, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. Some people do that. So again, we see a fundamental concept of the mitzvah of matzah is that matzah is some form of Lachmei Toida, of the Karban Toida. Why is it a representation of the Karban Toida? Because that's what the night of the Seder is. All the fours, all the four kaisais, all the four questions, all the four banim is to symbolize that the night of the Seder we're showing gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are from the Arba Tzrichim Lahoidois, we're Miyardei Hayam, we're Meholchei Midbarois, we're Choylev and Esrape, we're Chavash Abaveso Asurim. And therefore, if the night of the Seder is a night of what? Gratitude. Then it's essential to make the centerpiece of the Haggadah what? Ve'anisa ve'amarta shaloi tia kafoi toiva. It's lechem oini. We say the parasha of Mikra Bikurim, which is the symbolism of shaloi tia kafoi toiva. This perhaps puts a new light, something that we're all familiar with. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu did not perform the first 3 makos. He didn't do makos dam. He didn't do the makos of blood. Because the Nile protected him when he was a baby, he couldn't hit the Nile. And he couldn't do Sfardea, also he couldn't hit the Nile, he was indebted to the Nile. And he couldn't hit the earth, because the earth also saved him when he needed to bury the Mitzri. And therefore Hashem said, let Aaron do those makos. Now we know how essential Moshe was in conducting and carrying out the makos. So I understand Hashem didn't want Moshe Rabbeinu to hit the water or to hit the earth. So Hashem, I have a great idea. You're a Kol Yachol. Think of a makah that Moshe could bring without having to hit the Nile. Instead of making it that Aaron has to get a substitute, why create the first three makos in a way where, Moshe really should do it, but he can't do it, so we'll give it to somebody else. So figure out a makah that Moshe could do. It's so important that on the outset of creating the makos, Hashem demonstrates to everyone that even though Moshe needs to do it, his hands are strapped. Why? He can't be a kafoy toiva. Why? What? We all know kifoy toiva is a terrible midah, but there's so many opportunities to teach this lesson. Why does Rav Sham specifically at this juncture use the beginning of Yitzias Mitzrayim to teach the lesson of not being a kafoy toiva? The answer is because that's the whole reason we went out of Mitzrayim, to be able to acknowledge and appreciate what the Rav Sham does for us. And therefore, no better way to introduce the procedure of Yitzias Mitzrayim than to say, look, Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't do this better than, meaning better to teach Klal Yisrael the lesson of Hakaras HaTov than to do the Makkah yourself, because Hakaras HaTov is the essential avodah that Klal Yisrael will have when they recognize what I did for them the night of Pesach.
Does that mean that Rabbeinu Shalom took us from Mitzrayim because of HaTov? That the Jews who appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's a legacy for all of Israel.
That's right. Meaning, why did Hashem take us out? Hashem took us out so that we should feel indebted to Him. Look, when Hashem gave us the Torah, what did He say? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Yetzeicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. Hashem said, I'm giving you the Torah. You know why you need to keep the Torah? Because I took you out of here. You need to feel indebted to me. That's the foundation principle of the Torah. The Chovetz Chabavos writes in the Shara Avodas Elokim, that the foundation and the motivation of Kol HaTorah Kula is we're indebted to Hashem. Hashem has done so much for us. We owe Him so much that we cannot possibly pay Him back. There's not enough credit on our Visa, MasterCard, and American Express to possibly repay Hashem. The only way we could repay Him is by listening to Him. That's the foundation of Avodas Hashem. So here's the clincher. So now let's set things up. Whoa. What we're learning so far is that it seems that why is Mikra Bikurim so essential to the night of the Seder? Because the Pasuk says Lechem Oini. And in contradistinction to Rashi, who darshans Lechem Oini, that we need to say the Haggadah over the Matzah and the Hallel over the Matzah. The Rambam learns, you know what we need to say over the Matzah? The Anisa V'Amarta, the Parsha Mikra Bikurim. Because since the night of the Seder is so essential to show gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the quintessential Parsha of expression of gratitude is the parasha of Mikra Bikurim, and therefore we have the four kaisais keneged the dalet tzvichim lehoidais, and we have the three matzais which are a total of isarain keneged the lachmei toida. Rabbi said, do you know even what the word Haggadah means? What does the word Haggadah mean? So we started the shir from the Sefer HaTishbi. It comes from the pasuk v'higadeta labincha. Not so fast! There's another pasuk in the Torah that uses the word Haggadah. You know where else it says Haggadah in the Torah? V'anisa, v'amarta, lefnei Hashem lekecha. Look at number 26. Uvasoel ha-koyein asher yia bayom lehem. V'amarta elav. He got it to hayom. So we would translate, he got it to is what? I relate. Comes Targum Yonasan ben Uziah. Look at number 46. Usa atrin besalaya, you're going to adorn your basket, vitsinaya, and your wicker, upe purai, and your fruits, vsealun lavaskana, you're going to bring it up to the kohen, dihaba mamani, lechahin rabbi oimayo inon, who's appointed as a great kohen in your days, vsemron le, you're going to say to him, oidinon yoimadin, you know what he got it, he means, oidinon, hoida, The word higadati means haidah. It doesn't mean to say. It means to express gratitude. Says Avudraham. You know where the word haggadah comes from? Milashain haidah. It's a lashon of gratitude. Like the Targum Yushalmi says, we said this many times, Yonasan ben Uziel did not write Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. Yonasan ben Uziel wrote the Targum HaNeviim. The Targum Yonasan ben Uziel is another version of Targum Yushalmi. But the printers didn't know how to differentiate between the two versions, so they named the other version Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. He did not write it. That's what the Chidah writes. And it's Mavur right over here. Look at the Vujraham. Kamoi Shematargim Biyushalmi. Like the Targum Yushalmi translates. No Targum Yushalmi. It's Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. But that's what it's really called. So from here we learn, Haggadah does not mean to say the story. Haggadah means an expression of gratitude. Like the Pasuk says, Higadati Ayoim. So the whole, not just Lechem Oinis, we have to say the Parsha Mikra Bikurim. The definition of that book, you have all the books, I'm sure everyone has 50 books, you know? The Litvisha Haggadah, the Hasidusha Haggadah, the early masters of Hasidus, the middle masters of Hasidus, the late Rosh Yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva who became Hasidus, the Hasidusha Rabbanu who became Litvisha Haggadah, the Bnei Yeshiva Haggadah, the modern Haggadah, the traditional Haggadah, the not traditional, the traditional Haggadah that used to be Hasidus. There are a lot of different kinds of Haggadahs. What does Haggadah mean? Haggadah means Haidah. And therefore, coming back to the Kasha of Reb Chaim Brisker, what's the difference between Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, the rest of the year, and the mitzvah of Yigata Labincha, the night of the Seder? Reb Chaim is absolutely correct. Number one, it has to be question and answer. Number two, you have to maskal v'gnosu masayim v'shvach. Number three, you have to explain the reason for the mitzvahs. But I would say even more fundamentally and overarching, the rest of the year you just need to mention it, and maybe perhaps as a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the night of the Seder, we have a book called Haggadah. And Haggadah means V'oidinon. The night of the Seder, the mitzvah is expressing gratitude to the Ribbono Shel'olam. That is the fundamental difference between the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, the rest of the year, and Haggadah, night of the Seder. The rest of the year, you know why we're so brief? Because it's Shavach. And when it comes to Shavach, if you can't say everything, you just do what the Chazal tell you. But the night of the Seder, we're not brief. You know why we're not brief? Because it's not Shevach, it's Haidah. And when it comes to Haidah, the more you express, the more you show how much Hakaras HaTov you have. That's what the word Haggadah means. So a few years ago, I mustered up the guts on an Erev Pesach, and I called Rabbi Rucham Olshin, and I said, Rabbi Rucham actually brings down a lot of these Marim HaKoymos about how the center theme of the Haggadah is gratitude. So I said, based on what the Rosh Yeshiva is saying, perhaps this would answer Reb Chaim of what the difference is between Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim the rest of the year. And then I said, I'll tell you the truth. That's what I said this year, but I said it after the Sefer went to print. So it could be he was just being nice to me. It was Erev Pesach. He's like, but anyway, I think this is a very nice understanding of what we should be focusing on the night of the Seder and what really the difference is between the Avodah of Haggadah and the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Wishing everyone a Chag Kosher Sameach, Sivzoi Chel Gula Shleima, V'Yaskal Tzedek, Amen.
Excellent. Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you. By
the way, you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.